Well, welcome to another day of First Steps Daily Devotional. We are so excited that you've started following Jesus, and we hope that these devotionals will help you on your way on this amazing adventure that you've stepped into. So the truth that we're talking about today is that you are chosen. I remember being a kid and being one of the last one chosen for a sports game in school. We'd be out for recess, and you didn't have a lot of time, so whether it was kickball, whether it was basketball or some kind of sport activity, you'd all run over that. Everyone would get in a line. You pick captains. And then from there, it would be a matter of picking your team. As a kid, it didn't feel good. It was more feeling rejection, not wanted, feeling the worst, and so on. I remember one time where I was not only the last one, but neither one wanted to choose me on the other team, so they started with, you can have him. No, you can have him. You can have him. And so it wasn't the best way to consider being chosen, or the opposite, I guess I could say. But today, what we want to talk about is being chosen, because being chosen has a lot of positive concepts that go along with it, like that you're liked, that you are wanted, you are important, you are needed, you're good. And these are the things that we can sometimes think of when we consider being chosen. In the same way, I remember later on in school when we'd line up, and as I grew, getting picked sooner made you feel better. It made you feel like there was a spot for you. It made you feel like there was a purpose and participation that you could be. Well, it's the same way with God, because the truth we're talking about being chosen, is exactly what has happened with the Lord. So 1 Peter 2:29 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." So Peter informs us that we're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. I love that. Or no picking from the end of the line here. This is how God sees you, your special possession. In Colossians 3:12, it says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." We have to see that with God choosing us comes with an expression of how he sees us. In Colossians 3, it's God sees us as chosen. He sees us as holy and dearly loved. If I jump back to 1 Peter 2:9, he says that you're a chosen people, royal priesthood, a holy nation, and God's special position. Chosen is picked out. It's a decision made in picking someone. And we talked a lot about that already. But what about a royal priesthood? You know, we've been called a royal priesthood. We are a kingdom of priests, and we get to perform priestly duties. We get to be in his presence. We're a holy nation. It's bigger than just a few of us or one of us. We are a nation of many of who God has chosen. And also, we are God's special possession. He delights in us. He loves us. What's the best way for us to respond to this? And I love how it says in 1 Peter, he says, he ends the passage with this, "that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." So the first thing to recognize is we have been called out of darkness into his wonderful light. We were lost and now we're found. We were distant and now we're close. So we've been called out of darkness into his wonderful light, and being chosen that we may declare the praises of him who called us. And so declaring the praises, that's us spending time praising and thanking God. It's considering the fact that we're chosen, that we have a purpose and a plan that he has for each of us, being uniquely gifted, being uniquely called. There's things that he has for us to accomplish in our life that's ahead of us, and we have the backing of knowing that we are chosen by God, so he's going to supply all of our needs. So declaring his praises, I think, is also telling other people about how good he is and what he's done, reminding other people that they have been chosen as well. See, the cool thing about all of this and being a holy nation is that this isn't just for me, but it's for me and you. And it's not just for us, but it's for everybody. We have all been chosen by God. See, he set this up before the beginning of time, that he would make a people his very own, and that Jesus would come and sacrifice his life for the redemption of those people if they went astray. And then the Holy Spirit would be sent to fill them, to teach and to remind them of everything that Jesus taught. And that's where we are today. Those who have been chosen, we've been filled, we've been equipped, and ready to accomplish what's before us. So I'm going to encourage you this week, as you consider being chosen, make sure to look at it from the perspective and what that means from God. He didn't leave you last and try to get somebody else to pick you. No, he chose you. He had you in mind when you were in your mother's womb. You're chosen, which means he loves you dearly. You're chosen, which means he picked you out and didn't leave you for somebody else. So with that truth, I hope you have a great week.